Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 509, 65 degrees on this Wednesday, August 20th. You can also catch us on the iHeartRadio platform. So if you have that little ditty on your phones, you could check us out there as well. How's everybody doing? Thanks for joining the third hour here of the Rob O'Donnell Show on this day. Got a text message in. Hey, Rob, my daughter just signed up to go into the Marines band. She's going to boot camp in January. Greg from Shavertown. Well, God bless your daughter. Thank you for her service and signing up. Marine band's quite an organization to be involved with. But as you could tell, that might be her billet that she's signed for. You have to try out for that band and qualify for it. But if you are qualified, yes, you have to go be a Marine first, and then you head off to the band. And they are an outstanding organization, but as always, the Marines first. And then the great environment for the Marine Band. Always love hearing them. So congratulations to your daughter. I wish her all the best. Keep us updated on her boot camp in January and then into the Marine Band, where she's going to be. Let us know. Got a bunch of other text messages. I will check them. Check them out when you go during the break. It's kind of hard. The only pumpkin spice should be the pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving. That's it. LOL. I agree there. It was put a long sleeve shirt and long pants to turn the heat on to long sleeves are on. No heat. I disable that sucker until well into late October, early November. I have that covered. You shut that baby off down in the cellar where even if they turn the thermostat, nothing's happening. Yeah, I know I'm meanie. I'm a meanie, but that's just the way it is. Can't have that heat on too soon. So I know Sue Henry was talking about this, but it is a major story throughout our nation, and it does have major implications. And I know there are my truck drivers that listen to the show and are here, and they've been complaining about this for a long time. A lot of states across America honor foreign CDLs to get a U.S. CDL license. That's a commercial driver's license, driving those big rigs down the road. Well, this illegal migrant truck driver in a deadly Florida crash failed English road sign test despite getting licenses from two sanctuary states. The Indian immigrant truck driver accused of killing three people in a crash when he made an illegal U-turn across a Florida highway, badly flunked English fluency and road sign test following the smash-up, the U.S. Department of Transportation revealed. I think the most egregious thing out of this video, to me, personally, is the nonchalantness of the driver, of the truck driver himself. Now, I'll play devil's advocate. Was there a bit of shock in there? There could be. I mean, we're not experiencing, we're not living it. But from inside the vehicle, with the cameras that were in there on the driver, where you can literally see the minivan drive right into underneath the trailer of the truck, the driver was kind of just like, oh, well. And again, I mean, you think the initial reaction would be somewhat of shock and horror. And then maybe some shock sets in and you kind of numb to what's going on. And I've been at major accidents to where I've seen the drivers kind of just in a daze and out of it to where it appears like they don't care. But, they are in a state of shock. You know, there is a lot going on around them that they know they're partially or if fully responsible for. And it does weigh a toll on them. But looking at the video, that's the thing that gets me most here. And again, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But I know my truck drivers are out there and have complained about this over the past 2 or 3 years to me here in text messages or called the show. We need to do something. Any vehicle on the road is a deadly vehicle. And, you know, we talk about insurance qualifications and all our insurances going up for underinsured and uninsured motorists. We seem to have headlines time and time again of, illegal immigrants getting into vehicle accidents, killing someone, don't have insurance, does have insurance, doesn't have a license, does have a license. And unfortunately, you have a lot of states that have catered to this with IDs and with licenses when it comes to that. And even to the point where if you have a CDL from a foreign nation, which there's no way to verify that, they're honoring that to drive here. Just like if you come from out of the country and rent a car here and you're driving. You know, when I've traveled overseas to other nations, to South America, to Ireland, to Europe, you know, I've driven and with my American driver's license. So it's no difference than some of the things are due. But, you know, most of our states, and I say most, have standards. You know, you have to pass a certain standard to get a driver's license. And listen, I'll agree, it's a learning curve when you go to some place like Ireland and the steering wheel's on the other side of the car, especially if you're driving a stick shift and you're driving on the other side of the road. It does take you, you know, a couple hours to kind of get used to it. A lot of times those hubcaps are coming off because you're getting a little too close to the curb. Especially, listen, I have no problem with a stick shift, but when you put me on the other side of the car shifting gears with my left hand instead of my right hand, there is a learning curve. But we don't need a learning curve when you're behind an 18-wheeler, especially doing things stupid like making illegal U-turns. But this is something where now it's gotten the attention of the Federal Department of Transportation. Now, what that means as far as states like California and other states that are throwing safety to the wind for political correctness, for catering to illegal migrants, something needs to be done. The fact that he answered just 2 of 12 questions correctly when being tested for English language, and only 1 of 4 street signs, there's a problem. There is truly a problem here. But despite these failures, he believed to have been entered into the U.S. illegally in 2018, had been granted a commercial driver's license in California and Washington State. The crash was a preventable tragedy directly caused by the reckless decisions compounded by despicable failures, Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy said in a statement. And those despicable failures are at the state level, at the administration level, to allow this to take place, to not only look the other way when someone obviously is not qualified to be driving and operating a commercial vehicle, but to facilitate it. And now you have a family that is dead because of it. And if you look at the traffic, and I know there's already people out there, I've seen them on social media, I wouldn't be surprised if a few of them text into this show. In the greater scheme of things, with all the traffic accidents by native-born Americans all the time, this is just minute to that. Well, I get that. You're right. It is, but it didn't have to happen. That's the thing here. It didn't have to happen. And if we need to crack down across the board to make driving harder for everybody, maybe we should. You know, just driving in today, there was a white SUV, big letters across the side door, Lackawanna County. Official vehicle, I guess. Person was driving, had both hands on the steering wheel. They had their pinkies and the side of their hands on their steering wheel. You know why? Well, because their pointer finger and their thumbs were operating their phone texting while they were steering the car driving a Lackawanna County vehicle. For a split second there, I thought, well, it would be good to get some video of this, but then I'm operating my phone while driving. So, 2 wrongs don't make a right there. So, yeah, maybe it should be harder for people to drive. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about when people get older, should we have periodic tests? Now, I understand you've been driving 50, 60 years. Don't want to take that right away from someone, but you also have to maintain safety. But this here didn't have to happen at all. You know, when you are acquiring a license to operate a 40-ton vehicle, there should be some sort of criteria, and not based on feel-good politics, not based on, well, we need to do the right. First of all, why does an illegal immigrant have a driver's license to begin with, to where he's operating a truck, obviously working for someone? I mean, we could get into this, and there's just layers of wrong. Layers upon layers of wrong. You know, why does he have a CDL commercial driver's license? What do you need a commercial driver's license for? Obviously, to work in a commercial environment and drive a commercial vehicle here in America. Well, you're here illegally. Who are you working for? Why do you have that license to work for someone? Whose work truck are you driving? Now, federal law has mandated for decades that CDL holders must be able to speak English sufficiently, enough to converse with the public and read road signs. Now, that obviously wasn't the case here. I mean, you can't go after the DMV in California and Washington State, right? They got immunity. The company that owns the truck or the company there, I mean, we've seen major accidents here that have taken lives in our backyard where the driver and the company had minimal insurance, to where people have lost their husbands and family members and dads and mothers and barely any compensation for the family because the companies have the minimal insurance, if any, go bankrupt and that's it. They're done. They open up the company over under a different name. Move on. But again, I'll agree. Is this a minute fraction of the accidents that are across the nation? Sure. But it doesn't have to happen. Just like there's more native-born criminals committing crime in America. But the ones that are here illegally didn't have to happen. They didn't have to be here. And that's the argument. You don't say, well, because it's smaller than everyone else, you know, we just look the other way, it's not a big deal. No, oh, it's all a big deal. Let's try and fix it all. But this is just layers of problems that have been year after year, especially over the past 5 years, that have gotten away with it. To why do you have an illegal immigrant have two CDLs from two different states? Why does he need a CDL if he can't work here, if he's here illegally? Who is he working for? What company gave him a truck? How are they paying him? What kind of taxes is the company paying since they're obviously not paying this person legitimately? I mean, again, just layers and layers of problems. Just here's one instance. And if you start digging in, I guarantee you there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of these instances. And that's part of the problem of illegal immigration. You know, I hear from store owners here that, you know, they hire immigrants, legal immigrants legally, and they're paying them a certain wage when there's other stores, supermarkets, bodegas, or whatever you want to call them, that are hiring illegal immigrants, paying them under the table lesser amounts, which is making the legitimate businesses harder to operate. They're putting them out of business because they have less of an overhead. They can beat them at every turn because they're breaking the law and doing it wrong. Happens all the time, which is why it's bad. It's getting better. You know, what is it, 1.4 million illegal immigrants self-deported? It's starting. We'll keep an eye on this story as it moves along. It's 522 here at WILK. Time for 2020 traffic and weather together.